The Second Vatican Council, in very memorable language, described this life as a monumental struggle against the powers of darkness. That recognition of the Church is what gave rise to the name the Church Militant, to describe us, the Church on earth, still in the midst of our great battle. And then also what gave rise then to the name of the saints, the Church Triumphant, those who have already battled and now enjoy the triumph in heaven. And as I was praying for this Mass, I was wondering, what message does the Church Triumphant bring to the Church Militant today? Especially today, All Saints Day 2018, when the Church Militant seems to be reeling from scandals that have been rocking the Church all across the world, from confusion that's spread in some of the teaching, not in the official teaching, but some of the confusion that's been spreading around about what the Church teaches. Secularism seeming to suffocate the faith, the very air we breathe, seeming to take our faith right out of us as we breathe it in. Mass attendance declining. Just looking at our own October count from last year to this year, it's over 10% decline. No doubt a lot of that fueled by the discouragement within the Church right now. And today the Church invites us to walk off the battlefield for a moment and to put our eyes up to the saints, to the Church Triumphant, to those who have already battled, those who have won, and to look to them, for they can give us direction. What message do they bring us? As I was praying over this, I was reminded of a story from World War II, and I think it is the message that the saints want to share with us, or one of the messages. You may have heard this story about during the Battle of the Bulge. So, you know, the Allies had been advancing for some time after landing at Normandy. But then the Germans directed a counteroffensive that surprised everybody. No one thought they had that kind of firepower left. And all of a sudden, there was this great bulge in the lines that was about to bust, and the Germans would break through. And a number of the Allies were pinned down in all kinds of different places. And it was in December of 1944 when this was occurring. And so there was a lot of morale issues. There was low morale, there was discouragement. Here they were in their third Christmas away from home, and now it seemed like the Germans were coming on the offensive. And the head of the 101st Airborne, the acting leader at that time, General McAuliffe, wrote a Christmas message to his soldiers. And this is, I'm going to read a very abbreviated version of it. He says, "Merry Christmas. What's merry about all this, you ask? We're fighting. It's cold. We aren't home." All true. But what has the proud division accomplished? Just this. We have stopped cold everything that has been thrown at us from the north, the east, south, and west. Four German panzer divisions, two German infantry divisions, and one German parachute division. The Germans actually did surround us. Their radios blared our doom. Their commander demanded our surrender in the following words." And then he reads the letter that the Germans had sent to him demanding the surrender of the Americans and saying they're going to annihilate them if they don't surrender very shortly. And he said, "This is what I wrote back to the German commander. To the German commander, nuts. From the American commander." A one-word message, nuts. You have to be nuts if you think we're going to surrender. The Church has been surprised, in a sense, by a counteroffensive from the enemy. And as I say, we may feel like we're in this kind of reeling time. But we remember that we are on the offensive. The Church has been on the offensive since Jesus came. She continues to be on the offensive. There are moments, eras, where it seems that the counteroffensive is taking precedence. But we shouldn't be fooled. We know how it ends. When we listen to the saints are the ones who know the enemy. They knew the enemy, they battled the enemy their entire life. And they say nuts to the idea of us surrendering. The saints are the ones who know the power of Jesus Christ, the work in a person's life, and why we should never surrender. Because Christ is always stronger within us. They know how it ends. Because as we just heard in the book of Revelation, they now enjoy the glory of heaven. And what we see in faith, they see in vision. They see the triumph of Christ and his church. And so to us, when we are tempted to surrender, to give up the fight, they say, nuts. Never surrender. Never give up. And so that's the message, I think, from the saints today. Those who have already fought this great battle and are encouraging us in our own fight. They all had different kinds of crises in their own time. And they know that the Lord is powerful enough to work in every age. And they know how it ends in the triumph of the Lord.